on board with us. We've got the third hour of the program, and we're taking your calls. So if you're on hold, stay put. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more call to dive into. But we're also keeping our eye as well on that House Homeland Security Committee hearing that's going on right now. We're waiting for, Kristi Noem. She's probably going to get grilled by the lefties when we start seeing that happening. That will bring you straight to it, of course. I'll also be speaking with Liz Harrington in this hour as well. Liz Harrington is a former Trump spokeswoman, and she's going to be joining us to discuss all things related to election fraud as well as the DOJ. There's a lot of issues with the DOJ right now, specifically the lack of action. So I've got a lot of questions to ask her on that front. So is the president going to possibly replace Pam Bondi? Well, the rest of us hope at this point, because the AG really isn't doing much on that front. But we'll get her take on a lot of those different topics, of course, and that will be in just a bit when Liz Harrington joins us later in the program. But again, like I mentioned, we got our eyes right now on that committee hearing. It looks like they're showing some footage of an interaction between DHS officers as well as an individual who may have been apprehended. Again, we were dropping in and out of this. They did just show the video, but I'm waiting to see who he's asking this question to. We will bring that to you once it begins, of course. Let's see. He hasn't shut up yet. All right, so I'll bring it to you when it starts to get interesting, because I just hate to bring you something when there's nothing there, of course. We'll be diving into your calls in just a bit. Do not hang up if you are on hold. We'll get back to the calls in about 4 minutes. That's 4 minutes. So don't go anywhere if you're on hold right now. In the meantime, though, let me just catch you up on a couple of other stories that have been going on. Harmeet Dhillon, obviously out there now, trying her very best to fix the DOJ's civil division. She's been trying. We're going to play clip 15 for you, because Harmeet Dhillon is calling out the fact that a lot of these DOJ officials who were there, these lefties, were not happy when Dhillon took over at the Civil Rights Division. Take a listen to clip 15.
We're going to be changing our priorities in each of your sections, and we're going to take the lead from the White House and the president's executive orders. And so we're still going to enforce all of these laws, but through a different lens than what you've been doing. So please put your pencils down, make sure that the work that you're doing is consistent with this direction. And if it isn't, we're going to need to change it. And you may recall that at the same time, the DOJ folks working with OMB had offered severance packages to government officials who perhaps wanted to use this opportunity to go do something else with their lives. So in the case of DOJ folks, they were offered 5-month packages, just, for your average lawyer with some tenure there. It's a 6-figure lump sum. So more than half the lawyers in the Civil Rights Division reacted to these memos by quitting.
Right. And that was what, about 400 of them?
Well, there were over 400 lawyers, so more than 200 quit.
Right.
And then since that time, another close to 100 have quit. I mean, it's like not quite 75%, but maybe approaching 70% have quit. And they did it in phases. And I think there was some denial, and, they had crying sessions together, and they had,
because you asked them to obey the law and just follow what the democratically elected president's priorities were.
And frankly, it was shocking to them. They had unhappy hours, like that. It was like a lot of drama and hand wringing. And they have a support group outside and a spokesperson who constantly goes on MSNBC and trashes me.
Yeah, they have a spokesperson. I mean, these people are insane, these lefties. It's good to see they're getting purged. They're self-deporting from the DOJ, the Civil Rights Division. As many of you guys know, it was just infested, some would say, with these left-wing hacks. Obviously not doing the will of the American people. Looks like Harmeet Dhillon has her work cut out for her, though, of course. So it's good to hear on that front. But folks, we need more conservative attorneys. There needs to be a fund that we just help send conservatives to law school and just cough up the cash, because there's more lefties out there in the legal world than there are conservatives. And I think that's a massive, massive issue in regards to those who are going to be obviously defending our Constitution. Maybe something we can look into. Anyone out there who's willing to pay some steep bills for law school, give me a call. Maybe I'll go to law school. I'd love to fight the government, of course. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off site-wide going on now for a couple more hours. So you got to head on over right now. And we're taking your calls in just a few moments. So if you're on hold, don't go anywhere. More to discuss in just a bit.
We have a new product in and thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're kicking off the third hour of the show, keeping our eye on that House Homeland Security Committee hearing. We're waiting to see if they start grilling Kristi Noem. She's also joined by Joe Kent sitting next to her as well. So we're keeping our eye on that. But we are taking your calls. I see we have a couple more people still on the lines, and I'm not going to hang up on you anytime soon. So let's try to catch up on that. Folks, if you haven't done so already and you want to call into the show, the number is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. All right, Bill in New York, what is on your mind?
Hey, Brianna.
Hi, Bill.
Have you heard about the Netflix trying to buy out Warner Brothers Discovery Channel?
I did hear about that, and that has me very nervous.
Yeah, so I heard President Trump make a comment on a news brief a couple days ago saying, I may have to get involved in that. And that kind of piqued my interest, so I looked a little bit deeper. And this is really interesting, and I figured I'd mention it for you to put it on your radar. But there's a counteroffer, a higher bid, being made by Paramount. But their offer is different because they're offering to buy not just Warner Brothers Discovery, but also CNN included. And it turns out that the company that is financing that higher bid by Paramount is a company called Affinity Partners, and guess who's an owner of that? Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law. I figured, you know, that's kind of digs into a level that you don't, typically you just hear the headlines, oh, Netflix is trying, and I'm not a Netflix fan, they're woke.
Yeah.
But Netflix is trying to buy Discovery, Warner Brothers Discovery Channel. But then there's this counteroffer with a higher bid by Paramount that is being financed by Affinity Partners and Jared Kushner, and it includes CNN. So if they pull that off, then CNN gets bought out. So I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's been like an ongoing war between all like three of these companies trying to figure out what's going to go there. I did also reach out to in regards to if the antitrust division over at the DOJ intends on stepping in on this, and I have not heard back. But I was hoping to hear something back because I mean, obviously, I think this announcement with Paramount was announced last week, and I was waiting to hear back on that front because I figured antitrust will probably step in on this too. It's all concerning. I mean, there's many angles to it, right? Because Netflix purchasing up these filmmakers. I mean, this is a big one. I mean, obviously, we all see what they do. They do their own films.
Control
and then you have this angle.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks
Bill,
for your time,
yeah. Thank you for calling. Thank you for holding for us. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you putting this story. I probably should have had this in the rundown for today because, yes, this is a very important one, too. And I did reach out to the antitrust division. So I'm going to try my best to keep mentioning this because this is really, really important, of course. And this is one that is worth your attention. All right, let's turn to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
So being here in New Jersey, I know we just talked about these drones. I was, I'm about five to 10 miles from Picatinny Arsenal where a lot of this drone activity took place in northern New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I witnessed one of these drones flying overhead. with definitely bus size. It was being chased by a New Jersey State Trooper helicopter over my house, very low. So, I mean, it was a thing. It did take place. It wasn't a hoax or hysteria or what have you. So it is an unanswered thing. But there's activities around some of these older military bases that people should be aware of, including, you know, all kinds of flights and different launches and things like that. And I just want to draw everybody's attention to ICANN's, you know, Dale Bigtree and ICANN's investigation of geoengineering and military spraying. There's a great thing on Rumble called U.S. Military Planes Spraying Self-Spreading Vaccines and Chemicals Over Populated Areas. And they have an attorney at Siri Glimstead, a nice woman who I've contacted to share my evidence from what I was able to witness at Picatinny, who's now filing FOIA requests, who filed FOIA requests and got a bunch of information about various older military bases that have been repurposed to handle these special missions that are, you know, obviously been documented to some extent. So I just want to draw everybody's attention to that. Now, I call based upon, I'm an attorney. I've called in the past. I've been on Alex's show in February. And I warned everybody that the Congress needs to act here. And I had earlier callers talk about this, about Grassley standing in the way and all these people. But with everybody pushing the release of Epstein files and all this other stuff, the real important stuff is being missed. So these legislators aren't being tasked properly by the voters to deal with the real issues that are causing them problems. So the failure of Helena Haba and Halligan to be placed in those particular areas is an extraordinary risk. And Trump flew into a tirade the other day about it on a hot mic, and he has every reason to do that. This is a very serious issue because you have people like Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and other people like that in blue states running the show, and you will never have honest elections or be able to reduce Democrat corruption in these states until federal prosecutors are properly appointed. End of story. Mm-hmm. And the Congress is the one that needs to act because this entire system basically is mandated by Congress under Article 3, which I talked to Alex about in February. So people need to have this on their legislative card or call to action. So they get distracted by these salacious things like the Epstein files and other things instead of the juicy meat on the bone thing, which is there's enormous corruption throughout the country. I've been witnessed it. I've taken cases here, and there's prosecutors, local DAs, you name it, attorney generals that are running wild. Mm. And there's no federal prosecutors or taking any big cases to go after these people. The last big case in New Jersey, Chris Christie put forth and took out a bunch of really corrupt cities like Paterson, New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. Took the entire, and that was like 30 years ago. So we have Soros people, other operatives that are running rampant in the local, in the locales. And until they do something and get these people in to go clean house, we're in serious trouble. So I just wanted to alert everybody to that. Yeah. And that Haba not being appointed means that the criminals that I've witnessed in this state, okay, personally, I have all kinds of case studies and stuff I could share, but we don't have time here today. They're running wild and committing crimes. You get people with badges and official titles committing crimes, okay, literally, federal crimes, okay? So pattern and practice crimes, and no one's doing anything about it. This is a very serious issue, and if those people don't get appointed, people don't understand how dangerous this is to our country. So I just wanted to alert everybody. As far as some of the comments on this Venezuela incursion, the president does have war powers, right? That were conferred. They're temporary, right? He can go in and do something. Mm. He's trying to smoke Maduro out and do it in this manner because, in my opinion, the actions of the seditious six have shown that there are elements inside the military that may not act should Congress pass something or a judge say something or what have you. So he's uncertain about launching a full-scale military operation, obviously, and the CIA also has a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. And there's no mistake that Plotkin's part of that whole unit. Now, I called Harrison Smith and told and dropped. I did a data dump on Stonebridge, excuse me, Albright Stonebridge's involvement in this, which is under Denton's, which is a creation of Mattern Albright and Sandy Berger. Okay, all the seditious six people were paid substantial sums to their campaigns by this group, which is the one thing that ties them all together, by the way. And so that and the Institute of Peace, they were running USAID money into Venezuela to set up basically illegal operations, the voting infrastructure, and probably a money laundering scheme, right? So people have to be aware of this and understand that, you know, Trump's uncertain, and you're going to see a lot of kind of back and forth on that, in my opinion, based on my research.
Okay.
So I just wanted to share some of that with you. I want to thank you for your time. And I want to say you're doing a wonderful job, and I wish you all the best.
Well, Jordan, we appreciate you calling in. Stay on hold for that. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I know your first portion of it was about Elena Haba, and she was very dedicated to going after the criminals in New Jersey and trying to purge them out. And we saw how that all worked out. So, yeah, it's infuriating to sit back and watch. But, Jordan, thank you for calling in. We appreciate your insight on all these issues as well. Let's turn to Jefferson in Virginia, because I see we want to keep it on the Venezuelan angle. Welcome to the show, Jefferson.
Hey, good morning, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Jordan's call was very informative. The seizure of the oil tanker is more like freezing a bank account than piracy. Mm-hmm. It's more of an economic thing. If you offload the cargo and then use it for your own devices, then it's piracy. But if you just take the boat and make it like a storage unit and keep the oil on it, you're just freezing their asset.
Yeah. I think Trump say he was going to take it? Like, I guess it depends how you say take it, right? Because I think the quote was that he was going to take it. Was his quote?
They're just going to hold it. I don't think they're going to offload it and try to refine the sour crude or do anything like that.
I could ask. Yeah. Now that we have access to the Pentagon, I could ask the Pentagon also. We could pitch that over to the White House to see exactly what he meant by take it. That means take it, obviously, unloading and taking what's in it. And that's one thing. So I'll get some clarification. I'll try to at least.
Yeah. Clown car and the 3-eye Atlas thing is kind of off the charts. I don't believe that's the cause of the sunspot and the radiation and all that radiation cloud issue that he was bringing up. I'm not sure what the 3-eye Atlas concern is. It's supposed to go behind the sun and then come back out the other side. And now we have some bigger rock behind it that nobody's seen. I don't know what kind of distraction we're in mode there, but we got bigger fish to fry than worrying about some sort of alien invasion.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about the topic, so I just let people kind of take it away as to what they've uncovered, what they believe. I'm just too busy trying to yell at the DOJ and the FBI about all the corruption that they're not doing anything about these days. It keeps me kind of busy these days, so yeah.
Can somebody find out what Andrew Bailey is actually doing?
Well, I told you. I did report this. I did report that I was told by two people in his office that he was, when he left as Missouri AG and he was, you know, shifted over obviously to the FBI, that he left under the thought that he was going to be potentially running the AG's office in a couple of months. His timeline specifically said 6 months. So I think we're probably maybe 3 months into that by now, at least. So hopefully we hear back on that soon. But again, his mind was set at being the U.S. Attorney General. So my thought is that he probably is reading up on a lot of these cases. And if Pam Bondi doesn't file charges, that President Trump's going to make a switch. There's also reports that there's going to be a switch after New Year's. So we'll kind of see how that plays out. But that's the latest that I've heard on that front, Jefferson, just to kind of give you that breakdown as well. Folks, I kind of want to jump in right now because there's a bit of an exchange, and I hope we didn't miss it, over at the House Homeland Security Committee hearing going on right now. Let's take a listen real quick.
We are joined on Zoom by a gentleman named Sejun Park. He is a United States Army combat veteran who was shot twice while serving our country in Panama in 1989. Like many veterans, he struggled with PTSD and substance abuse after his service. He was arrested in the 1990s for some minor drug offenses, nothing serious. He never hurt anyone besides himself, and he's been clean and sober for 14 years. He is a combat veteran, a Purple Heart recipient. He has sacrificed more for this country than most people ever have. Earlier this year, you deported him to Korea, a country he hasn't lived in since he was 7 years old. Will you join me in thanking Mr. Park for his service to our country?
Sir, I'm grateful for every single person that has served our country and follows
and
our laws.
Can you please tell Mr. Park why you deported him?
Every one of them needs to be enforced.
But you understand that many veterans struggle with PTSD. Many veterans struggle with substance abuse challenges. This man took two bullets for our country. Will you have broad authority, by the way, as secretary, to issue humanitarian parole, to do deferred action. Will you commit to at least looking at Mr. Park's case to see if you can help him find a pathway back to this country that he sacrificed so much for?
I will absolutely look at his case, but I want you
Thank
to
you.
Remember
Madam
that
Madam Secretary, the man behind you, please
well.
Stand up, sir. His name is Jim Brown from Troy, Missouri. He is a Navy combat veteran who served our country in the Gulf War. He's married to a woman named Donna, who came to our country legally from Ireland when she was 11 years old. She has lived here for 48 years. Because of you, Jim's wife, Donna, has been in prison for the last 4 months. She did not come here illegally, and she has never committed any crime other than writing two bad checks totaling $80 10 years ago. She is currently in prison and facing deportation. Ms. Noem, will you thank Mr. Brown for his service to our country?
Thank you, Mr. Brown, for your service to our country.
Now, what possible explanation can there be for locking up his wife for 4 months when she has committed no crime other than writing a couple of bad checks for $80?
Sir, it is not my prerogative, my latitude, or my job to pick and choose which laws in this country get enforced.
You have broad discretion as the secretary. You can
follow.
You can issue parole. You can do all kinds of things, but you're choosing not to. Will you commit again to just reviewing Donna's case and reuniting this combat veteran with his beloved wife, who also loves this country?
I will review the case.
Now, Madam Secretary, you've already heard the story of Lance Corporal Alejandro Barranco, the United States Marine veteran who is behind you, who also has two brothers who are United States Marines. Will you thank Lance Corporal Barranco for his service?
Thank you for your service.
His father, Narcisco Barranco, is a landscaper in California who has lived peacefully in our country for 30 years and has no criminal record. Last spring, while he was mowing the lawn at an IHOP, ICE agents tackled him in the street and imprisoned him for weeks. A peaceful, hard-working man who raised three sons to be United States Marines. We need men of that character in this country. Again, as secretary, you have broad discretion. Will you consider Lance Corporal Barranco's father for parole in place to stay in our country, owing to the fact that he has contributed to our country by raising three United States Marines?
This is an opportunity to remind everybody that every person that's in this country illegally has an opportunity to voluntarily go home and come back the right way.
Three United States Marines. He has been living here peacefully, doing his job for 30 years. You have discretion. You are choosing not
to
use it.
All right, let's step on this, because obviously this was supposed to be a PR setup. Chrissy Noem reminding Congressman Seth Magaziner, is how you're going to get that? I don't even know. This is a Democrat, obviously, and he's trying his very best to land a punch here. It's not sticking, though. Obviously, Noem just totally tossing that out. He comes from Rhode Island. Never heard of this guy before in my life. So keep that in mind. But again, trying his best to turn this into some type of gotcha moment, and Noem doing her very best to push back on this. Listen, it's very easy. If you're a law-abiding American citizen, yes, you're fine. You will not be deported. But of course, they always have to find these scenarios where they drum up the empathy. And they're obviously not delivering the 100% truth, of course, to these stories. I'm sure if you did more digging on that, you'd find out that that's the case. Let's start going back to callers. Let's turn to Doug in Ohio. Doug, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I first wanted to say that Alex needs to shut up. And what I mean by that, is that when he has, when someone's on like General Flynn, I really want to hear what he has to say. I've been listening to Alex since 1995 when Art Bell told his audience about Alex, and I've been listening ever since. So that's the first thing. Please let the person who he's interviewing speak, because we're not on the cell phone call when they're talking to each other off camera. Secondly, I wanted to ask, next time you're at the Pentagon, if you could see if there's an update on the drones. And third, and the reason why I actually called, is I wanted to do some plugs. I bought a T-shirt. I'm a truck driver. I bought a T-shirt in 2019 that says the media is the virus and InfoWars is the cure. And when I wear that out when I'm at work, whatever state I'm in, I get stopped and say, hey, can I take a picture with you? And then I tell them about the website. And then also methylene blue. So I tried methylene blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. And my testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, you know, the methylene blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, is it crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying methylene blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. And the best way I can tell you how to experience this is buy a bottle of the methylene blue, get absolutely drunk the night before and wake up with a hangover. Take the methylene blue and you'll understand what everybody is talking about. It's like you woke up in your 20s. I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of methylene blue because of how well it works. I can't tell you how good these products are. You guys don't pay me to say this. I've been sitting on hold for half an hour. Just, I couldn't wait to say this. You know what I mean? And the T-shirt itself is such high quality. I bought it in 2019. There's no holes. It doesn't fade. I sweat and I wipe my head on my shoulders, and you don't get that orange, reddish, you know, fading on the T-shirt from sweat. It's the print is still there. It hasn't faded away. The T-shirt is, you know, somewhat thick. It's actually good quality. And I get stopped, and people literally, strangers, want to take a picture with me when I wear the T-shirt. So everything is really good quality, and I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. Okay, folks, I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. That sale is only going to last for a couple more hours, so you got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now. The sea moss gummies are something that one of my friends keeps texting me about. She loves her sea moss gummies as well. And as many of you guys know, I can't shut up about the creatine gummies, the blue raspberry flavored ones, I should say. Those are absolutely incredible. We just launched those over at thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off the entire site. And it's great to get, you know, Christmas gifts. Get them shipped directly to your door so you don't have to deal with the retailers. Plus, when you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com, you're helping keep us on air. And we greatly appreciate your support. And it helps fund our next project. So we greatly appreciate it when you head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and you do your Christmas shopping with us. All right, folks, more going on. I'm keeping my eye, obviously, on that hearing I've been talking about. We've been jumping in and out of right now. We'll get back to that in a moment. Liz Harrington will be joining us, the spokeswoman for President Trump, the former spokeswoman for President Trump, will be joining us in a second.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. When I asked Grok about the benefits of creatine, this is what Grok said at the end. Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. But speaking of no-brainer, when you really study creatine, it's what it does for the brain and everything else in the body. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Now, you can front load with 20 milligrams for a week or so is what the experts and doctors and people recommend and fitness people. But after that, you just take one a day. And most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is it's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. And our incredible creatine gummies come in two flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. Our sponsor, Big Leap, went through dozens and dozens of different formulations with top formulators, and this is hands down absolutely delicious. Now, these taste so good, you're going to have to hide them from your children. But if gummies aren't the thing for you, we've got the amazing pure powder. It's all available again right now at thealexshowstore.com for up to 40% off. Again, this is creatine monohydrate. Look it up. It's the gold standard. And it is so good for your body. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you guys are joining us, of course. Third hour program, final lap, of course. A lot happening here. We're keeping our eye on that House, the House Homeland Security Committee hearing is going on right now. Kristi Noem is present. And there was a little bit of a back and forth that we wanted to get to and bring you in clip 25. Noem, well, she just does what she did best, what she does best, and she completely destroyed one of the more recognizable lefties' lies about one of those Afghan refugees. Take a listen.
What you did. Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Ms. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Whew. Unfortunate situation. What the heck has happened with those on the left? Joining me to discuss right now is Liz Harrington. She's the former spokeswoman for President Donald Trump, and she joins us now. Liz, obviously, I mean, that is an egregious way to describe a terrorist attack, an individual who wasn't supposed to be in our country in the first place, and then went and shot two National Guardsmen. Your reaction?
Brianna, this guy, I mean, that's a disgrace. Yeah. This guy is who led the, you know, sham J6 witch hunt show trial investigation. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's got his notes. He doesn't even know where that sentence was going to end. And does he have any idea? Unfortunate accident? I mean, that's a disgrace. So you still have the other National Guardsman who's trying to, you know, fight for his life. I mean, he hadn't been able to get out of bed, his hospital bed, since Thanksgiving. I mean, this is so disturbing and disgusting. And this is what happens when you have these types of corrupt, idiot, useful idiots in office who just do the bidding for the deep state. I mean, what a joke. And thank God Kristi Noem just interjected there. And then he gets upset and he's so offended. That is such a disgrace. That was a horrible attack on someone who should have never been here. That President Trump, you know, when I worked for him, he said this all the time because he knew this was going to happen. He talked about Afghanistan and that purposeful, deliberate, catastrophic withdrawal where they took the military out first and they let every Afghani in. I mean, you knew this was going to happen. And here we are all these years later. And it's because of, you know, idiots and absolute corrupt, sick people that it even happened, like this guy, Benny.
Yeah, Benny Thompson always, well, he never misses an opportunity to prove to the country that he is an absolute scumbag. I mean, to refer to that terror attack as that and be so dismissive is disgraceful. And like you just highlighted, the fact that we still have one more person who's fighting for his life right now. And Kristi Noem opening up her hearing by saying, you know, he's just started walking. We were able to get him up out of the bed and we're praying for his continuous recovery. Obviously, this is very concerning. And it's just so gross. I mean, obviously, Thompson is someone who has been accused by myself of being a treasonous pig with his behavior during the J6 committee, the intentional erasing of evidence that they gathered, the fact that they sat there and lied and tried their very best to just completely taint any jury who might be able to go in there and not have a bias. I mean, that's the reason why we saw all of that play out, those public hearings, the theatrics that were carried out. He's just a disgusting human being, and it's just shameful that people like him continue to have seats in our Congress. But I kind of want to shift gears a bit because, you know, Senator Rand Paul is calling out the AutoPen scandal, and he's uncovered obviously a lot and he's been exposing that, but he's passing everything on right now to the DOJ in regards to Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he hasn't really heard much on that front. Let's take a listen to clip 17.
Yeah, I agree with President Trump on this, and we should pursue it. The only way to pursue it is to go to court. So I have presented evidence that Anthony Fauci lied to Congress, which is a felony. I've also presented evidence that he instructed others to delete and destroy federal records. This is a crime as well. If you were in the executive branch, you're not allowed to delete or destroy records. These are crimes, and they would need to be tested in court, and then his pardon would be tested. So the Trump administration, the DOJ, would need to bring charges, bring him to court, and then his pardon would be challenged in court.
So we're constantly hearing about all these referrals that are being sent over to the DOJ. We're not seeing much in the way of follow-up there. Do you think this AutoPen scandal will ever go anything further than just us seeing all of the evidence kind of pour out there? Do you think there will be any type of criminal indictments here?
Well, there really needs to be, right? And it seems like President Trump is the one, the only one who's pushing for these things. You know, he makes these announcements. He puts all these things out. He directs people to do something, like make all of these Biden AutoPen orders null and void. And I'm sure they have some people, you know, saying we're on it, sir, you know, we're working on it, but we need action. I mean, it's the same thing that we just kind of discussed there, Brianna, with this Benny Thompson, destroying evidence. And they keep getting away with this stuff because nobody ever comes after them for actual crimes. And we need what? It's almost the end of the year. We already have 1 year in. And you know Congress isn't going to do anything next year because of the midterms. We're running out of time to get meaningful change. And the way you get meaningful change is holding people accountable. So they'll be afraid to do these illegal things in the future and tread all over our constitutional rights. So we have to see something. And there's so much, there's a whole host of things. And I was thinking about this too, you know, Kristi Noem and DHS, they've done a great job when it comes to securing the border and doing all those things to try to get illegal criminal aliens out. I think they need to do more. I think the largest deportation operation in history needs to be, you know, even larger than it is right now. However, there's also other things that they could do to clean up. Like, every agency has so much that they could be doing. It's vast, but you can't get swallowed in that. We need action on all these different fronts. We need to be on offense. We can't get sucked into the next fake news propaganda scandal that will try to derail President Trump's agenda. And one of the biggest agenda items is cleaning up corruption and fixing our elections. And where's the backup here? He's put everything out. He's done the executive orders. He's not letting things like 2020 go. He's not letting things like the AutoPen scandal go. But where are the foot soldiers who are carrying out his directives? That's what I want to see. We need to see movement on this. And it's like, you get a couple, you get Comey, you get Letitia James, you get Lindsey Halligan, you know, doing what should be done. And then it seems like it's derailed again. So we have to make sure we're cleaning house at these agencies, making sure that there's some accountability at the very least. And I'm glad, you know, certain members of Congress are still pushing these issues and not giving up. But I mean, Congress isn't going to do anything next year. So we have to make sure that the executive branch and the people that are tasked with carrying out President Trump's agenda are actually doing what they tell him they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I think that's the key point to this, right? Because they say a lot of things. It sounds good. It gets them like a Fox News soundbite, but the action is what's lacking. And, you know, you bring up a great point. We shouldn't let up on certain key issues, January 6th being obviously the one that you and I hold very close to our hearts, because we want to make sure that the people that were a part of this, that orchestrated this, are held accountable. And it's interesting because, you know, we're watching as that J6 pipe bomber suspect, he was just recently arrested, and the name that popped up as someone who followed a lot of these J6 trials was a kind of a head scratcher. Jocelyn Ballantyne. She was a prosecutor who was accused, even of during General Flynn's persecution, of being very unethical. There were some issues that were brought up to the attention of those over at the DOJ then, Bill Barr specifically, about her then. But then she was also brought in to do the J6 persecutions as well. And if you're someone who we had on this show, Enrique Tarrio, you didn't like this woman because this woman obviously had a lot of lies that were spewed during his trial. But most importantly, he accused her of actually sliding over a document that alleged that he would say he would save himself ultimately if he lied and conducted this lie and was a participant in this lie that President Trump helped orchestrate January 6th and everything that unfolded at the Capitol that day. And he refused. And he says that he was sentenced to 22 years in prison because of that. But interesting enough, this woman still has a job, and she's now still working to prosecute the pipe bomber, the alleged pipe bomber, I should say. President Trump was asked about this earlier this week. Let's play clip 20 to hear his reaction.
How do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Ballantyne is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement, and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax. And it's all being looked at. Appreciate that.
Now, I reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., Judge Pirro, as many of us know her as from Fox News formerly, for comment on this to see why this individual still works in her office. And they did not get back to me. But obviously, this puts it on President Trump's radar now that he knows that this individual is still working there. Do you think any action will follow?
They better. Yeah. And they need to explain how this happened. I mean, how is President Trump probably finding out about this? Maybe just before this question, but certainly this question, you know, put it up to the forefront. I mean, Judge Jeanine, I love Judge Jeanine, but she probably didn't know about this either. I mean, how do you stand up there and have a press conference and give each other high fives and do, you know, a victory lap? And did you read the affidavit? Did you look who's prosecuting the case? Did you ask maybe any questions about where this evidence came from? I know they claim that they changed some of the case agents out, but this is insane. You cannot have the people who tried to frame President Trump and put him in prison for life, give him a death sentence to make him impossible for him to run again, still at the DOJ, in his DOJ. How are they still working there? How are they not the ones? She should be on the other side of that table, mm-hmm. answering questions, being interrogated. This is so corrupt. The fact that you would slide over that offer full of lies. And this is why the FBI, they claim they're making reforms. I don't see it. That's not reform when you have a person who tried to frame President Trump leading your new, oh, so convenient, the random black kid who lives in the basement, who has autism, who walks his dog around the neighborhood, apparently only always wearing shorts, never wears pants, wears his red Crocs. I don't know. That's what the neighbors apparently say. That's, oh, how convenient. He has no ties to the Capitol Police. He has no ties to any government agency. Maybe Judge Jeanine and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi should have asked a question, if this is the pipe bomber, why did Biden's FBI go to such lengths to cover it up? It makes no sense. It's insane. If this was the guy, they don't care about some narrative. Like, if this was just some random guy, there was no government connection, then they would have just arrested him. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is the guy, it insults our intelligence, and it should insult their intelligence because they're smart people. But what are you doing? I'm sorry. I don't want to be super critical because I know it's extremely difficult to go in there and try to change things. However, come on, have some self-respect. You can't stand up there and do a press conference and expect us to believe this garbage, because it's garbage. I'm sorry. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, okay? Thomas Crooks didn't act alone. And this kid is not the pipe bomber. According to the evidence I've seen, when I read that affidavit, you know what it mm-hmm. looked exactly like to me? The Mueller report. It looked like spinuendo. And I think Lee Smith or somebody like that, back when the Mueller report came out, they said, you know, it's all this like insinuation and obfuscation. And when you read it, you're like, wait, there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And they're experts at this because that's what they do. They lie and they leave things out and they put things in that don't make sense. And that's what that affidavit is. They don't have any evidence against this guy. They could go after anybody for buying sandpaper and end caps and pipes, you know, 2 years before January 6th. Yeah. I mean, it's just absurd. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but they need to figure it out, because you're letting FBI professionals who have been destroying this country, by the way, and will destroy the country if, God forbid, another, you know, illegitimate president gets in, like Joe Biden. They will destroy this country, and it'll be way worse than January 6th. It'll be way worse. So they need to clean house. Start with this Jocelyn Ballantyne. That's insane. Why is she even there? It's absolutely appalling.
Liz, we just asked for the basics, and the basics are firing this woman, getting her out of there, and then going after her to make sure she's disbarred, because all of these prosecutors who were involved in January 6th, who did, you know, obviously lie and did manipulate the law to go after their political opposition, that needs to be addressed. These people should not be allowed to practice the law if they are found guilty on these types of accusations. I've seen enough. I've seen enough. And, you know, it's great to hear you talking about the January 6th pipe bomb suspect, the individual that they've apprehended in regards to this, because the New York Post actually did a story. It was exclusive, saying that he was a big My Little Pony fan. Now, again, they want you to think that this is a mastermind behind the J6 pipe bomber, and he was somehow avoiding being captured by the DOJ, the FBI, because he was just so good at this, apparently. But the harsh reality is, if you deal with anyone or if you've known anyone who has autism, they're very easy to convince. I know there's a lot of reports saying that he's confessed, partially confessed to his role in all of this. I highly doubt that's even true. The FBI not confirming that. But again, this seems like an individual who's very vulnerable. And when you read through the criminal complaint, as you just detailed, when you read through it, you realize there's no physical evidence here. It's his cell phone pinging off of multiple towers. He could have been, you know, in a quarter mile of the area. He was also a DoorDash delivery driver, according to his family, his relatives. So that's that possibility as well. His car being picked up nearby on tags. Again, that's also a possibility for a DoorDash driver. And then they have these purchases, which doesn't make any sense that these purchases were made prior to even the election. I believe it was like 1 year prior to all of this. So you want me to believe that this individual was just so politically motivated that he planned this out in his head a year prior? It doesn't seem to make sense. And when we actually had the chairman of the J6 committee on the show yesterday, Barry Loudermilk, I asked him about it. And he didn't sound convinced, like he wasn't sold on it, but he was just kept pointing us to, well, the FBI said this and Dan Bongino said this. And so it sounds like there are other people who are on our side and don't actually believe what's in that criminal complaint just yet. I was told by the FBI more evidence coming soon, but they're on deadline. I haven't seen anything additionally added out there. So I'll throw that out there, Liz. I think you're spot on that 100%. You're also spot on when it comes to election fraud, too. And I know you mentioned it earlier. We did see a lot of requests from the president for Republicans to crunch down and make sure that election fraud is a top issue for them because it's a top issue for him. And we're not hearing that. But there was this really interesting statement that was made by a top election attorney talking about federal proof of citizenship laws. Now, this one's a real head scratcher, of course. We didn't think of this ourselves. And that's sarcasm, folks. Don't kill me on the Internet. Take a listen to clip 18.
When first considered, Motor Voter was written to remove barriers and facilitate voter registration. This unfortunately led some states to remove verification requirements for the answers that applicants provided. Just this year, the Maryland State Board of Elections found that an illegal immigrant named Ian Roberts successfully registered to vote and requested absentee ballots in three different elections. Would verification requirements such as documentary proof of citizenship have prevented Ian Roberts from illegally voting?
And the answer to that is probably yes. Mm. Depends on the details. But we have a variety of technologies available to us that we're not using, which this committee could statutorily encourage or require.
Yeah, so apparently verifying someone's citizenship would stop illegal people from voting. I mean, illegal aliens from voting in our elections. Liz, this is groundbreaking to hear.
Imagine that if you actually check that somebody, you know, if they're a citizen or not. And it's the same thing, you know, in Maryland where I live or other states, they don't even let you, like California, they don't even let you check voter ID. I mean, it's insane. No first world country runs their elections this way. It's because they want to turn us into a total banana republic. I mean, our elections are a total joke. This is one of many reasons that the mass mail-in ballots, obviously, and the electronic systems that are so easily manipulated. Somebody else sent me a clip yesterday from down in Georgia. It's so notorious. There's so much evidence from Fulton County from 2020. But how they just let this third-party company, No Ink, they run the poll pads, and they just let them delete election records. Yep. No big deal. It happens all the time. You don't even have any verification of what the results are and what they say they are. And that's what these elections are, a fiction. And people keep wondering how, you know, these races keep turning out and people don't, you know, this didn't match any of the polling, like the crazy AG candidate in Virginia who literally texted about killing the Republican Speaker of the House and hoping that Republicans, his opponent's children, die. I mean, that guy gets elected by 6 points when he was trailing in the polls by at least 10. But then everyone just moves on. And then they say, oh, well, Republicans just need to do better. We didn't get out the vote. Oh, we didn't have good enough candidates. And it's at a certain point, people just get so demoralized and they say, well, nothing's going to change. Why bother? And we cannot let that happen. So, again, it ties into so much of what we've been talking about. We need accountability. We need people to put the agenda into action. And we have to clean up our elections. I mean, it's just no, the people want it. The people want a safe, a fair election. They want it to be one day. They want it to be in person. Make it a national holiday. Whatever needs to be done, make it secure. Go back to paper ballots. Count it at the precinct level. It's fast. It is secure. And it really limits the cheating that goes on, because the cheating is so massive right now. And again, they don't even care about the illegals voting. It's just a name on the registration list. They don't have to show up. It doesn't have to. It's just a name that will get plugged in, just like all this fraud going on in all the different agencies with Obamacare or Social Security. It's just a name. It's just a name to use. Same with Act Blue, from a phantom donor, a phantom voter. It is so corrupt, and we have to eliminate these electronic systems and all these other vulnerabilities if we're going to be able to elect another President Trump in the future, because, well, we won't ever have anybody like him again, unfortunately. But someone who's outside the system, who's not controlled, we will not have a prayer if we have this corrupt voting system. There's just no way.
Yeah. And Liz, we got about a minute left, but, you know, you and I have both covered Fulton County extensively in regards to the fraud that's popped up over there. Obviously, we know about the criminal persecutions that they've been leading as well against the president. Any update on how Fulton County plans on crunching down on the fraud that's gone on for many years now?
Ed Martin was, I think, working on this, and he had sent letters. He said to stay tuned. You know, I need to follow up and see if there's a good update there, because we have to do something. He thinks the ballots have been destroyed. I mean, they have been arguing back and forth in court. They keep canceling the court hearings every time, because the courts have already ruled that Garland Favorito and these other individuals have a right to look at the mail-in ballots from 2020 in Fulton County. Mm-hmm. And that was been like 2 years ago, and they still haven't been able to see them. So just dig down on one of these places. Fulton County would be a great place to start. And you would have such a mandate for change in our elections, because it's so corrupt. You go and look at these places and open their books, give them the Trump treatment like they did, you know, opening all his records and millions of documents, and he did nothing wrong. If you did that to a Fulton County election office, you better believe you would find something. We have to clean it up. I know patriots down there are still fighting hard for transparency and trying to get those records, but they're, again, if you don't get accountability for 2020, you're not really going to get any change.
Yeah, you're not. And accountability must follow after what we had to witness over these last few years. Liz Harrington, thank you for all the incredible work you do all the time. So folks, give her a follow on X as well. You do a great job at sounding off on a lot of these key issues and not allowing the distractions to consume you, your Twitter feed, or anything else. So we appreciate you for doing just that. Give her a follow. Liz, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Great to see you. Folks, I want to remind you, we have 40% off going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Make sure you head on over there, get your Christmas shopping on over at thealexjonesstore.com. It's time to stock up. And we appreciate what you do, because you help keep us on air when you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Tomorrow, I will not be in this chair. I've taken a day off. I'll be back on Monday. Rob Dew will be filling in for me, and I'm grateful for that. So make sure you tune in. Ken Stubb will be joining him as well. In the meantime, though, stay put. The Alex Jones Show is next.
I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now like my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help too. And I brought a line that's really good for your dog if you give them like a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with Lisa Spark. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. I mean, love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.